بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شعر في الأول الشيخ يظل ربي وقت تفريد الدورة هذا شعر قيمة ومدى اقتصر نور الله مرقده. هذا كايش شهد دلنا وقف غمي مجا ذكره ناز چھوڑو سر نیاز کرو ناز چھوڑو سر نیاز کرو نفس کو اپنے شاہباز کرو نفس کو اپنے شاہباز کرو ناز چھوڑو سر نیاز کرو نفس کو اپنے شاہباز کرو ان کا دامن اگرچہ دور سہی ان کا دامن اگرچہ دور سہی ہاتھ اپنا بھی تم دراز کرو ہاتھ اپنا بھی تم دراز کرو نفس کو اپنے شاہباز کرو حسن فانی سے کیوں ہے سرگوشی حسن فانی سے کیوں ہے سرگوشی منہ کو سراپا سکوت راز کرو منہ سراپا سکوت راز کرو ان حسینوں پہ ڈال کر نظریں ان حسینوں پہ ڈال کر نظریں دل نہ وقفے غمِ مجاز کرو دل نہ وقفے غمِ مجاز کرو حسن فانی سے کر کے صرف نظر حسن فانی سے کر کے صرف نظر چشم دل کو تم اپنی باز کرو چشم دل کو تم اپنی باز کرو کیمیا کی بھی کیا حقیقت ہے کیمیا کی بھی کیا حقیقت ہے خوف حق سے جو دل گداز کرو خوف حق سے جو دل گداز کرو ناز چھوڑو سر نیاز کرو نفرتوں کے یہ تذکرے کب تک نفرتوں کے یہ تذکرے کب تک واعظ و واعظ دل نواز کرو واعظ و واعظ دل نواز کرو دوست تو اہل دل کی صحبت سے دوست تو اہل دل کی صحبت سے دوست تو اہل دل کی صحبت سے روح کو آشنا راز کرو روح کو آشنا راز کرو ہر نفس ذکر حق کرو اختر ہر نفس ذکر حق کرو اختر غفلتوں سے نہ ساز باز کرو ناز چھوڑو سر نیاز کرو نفس کو اپنے شاہ باز کرو، ان کا دامن اگرچہ دور سے ہی، ہاتھ اپنا بھی تم دراز کرو، ناز چھوڑو سر نیاز کرو۔
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين۔ This form of Hadrat, which is of course a bayan, دل نہ وقفے غم مجاز کرو، ڈونٹ میک یور ہارٹ ایون فار اے لٹل ٹائم دا وری آف آف دس illicit love affairs etc. Don't give it a little time also in any wrong thing. دل نہ وقفے غم مجاز کرو، غم مجاز this temporary which is figurative, which is not real, which is not true love, love of this dunya, love of anyone, haram love is totally haram, but even the love of permitted things, which is like for example our business, our home, family, wife, but for that also fulfill the duties, have the love, but Allah's love must be more greater in all these matters. And Hazrat explained at one time that the love of halal things, that also Allah will write it in His love, because He commanded you must show love to your wife and all what is permitted, your children etc. Allah will write it in His love, but don't give yourself over to these things. Naaz choro sare niyaz karo, give up this naaz. Naaz is like being boastful, arrogant, or really not that also, like a little child, how it demands from the mother, how the child demands from the father, that is called niyaz. If another child comes and do that, you won't tolerate that child. Your own child, you will tolerate. So give up that naaz, that sort of demanding from Allah Ta'ala that I deserve this, I deserve that, give me this, give me that, that I don't have that attitude. Sare niyaz karo, be totally humble to Allah Ta'ala, that I don't have anything whatsoever to present to you. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, he says, for example, our namaz, which we are commanded to perform, make namaz, to perform our namaz, and the command that has come is iqamat as-salah, to perfect your namaz, to perform it with all its requisites, the faraiz, wajibat, mustahabbat, to perform it properly. That is what we have been commanded. But he says we should take a little reflection on what type of namaz we are making, what type of namaz we are presenting to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And he gives two very striking examples of this. One is like that a person, a superior or somebody tells you that I need a worker, bring somebody for me. So that person goes and he brings a person who is crippled, who is lame, who is deaf, who is dumb. So he says, what is this you brought? Is he going to work for me or am I going to work for him? Must I serve him? So Hazrat says that that type of a worker, what work is he going to do? So Allah commanded us to iqamat, a perfect namaz. And the namaz we are presenting to Allah Ta'ala, then Hazrat also says, forget the inside of namaz, the concentration, the devotion, etc. Just the outside postures of namaz, we are still so deficient in that also. And this is now what we are presenting to Allah Ta'ala. And then he says, on top of that, we are hoping for reward from Allah. If we really have to analyze our namaz, what we have presented, as Hazrat explains, that it is like somebody told you to go and buy diamonds, and you went and buy some dirt, filth, and that in its place.
and then you expect that person to praise you, that you brought very, very good shopping you did, and you brought wonderful diamonds. So that is the condition of our namaz. And then, so forget that naz of ours, that I'm a very pious person. The way I make my ibadat, etc., usare niyaz karo. We have to be totally begging from Allah Ta'ala. The other example, Hazrat gives like in the Oriental Bazaar, where original things like sort of are sold, and you can buy almonds, which are still in the shell. And when you bought them, you bought almonds, the shell only, but there were no almonds in it. You return it back to the shopkeeper, you tell him, this is, what is this? He says, almonds. But there is no kernel. The almond itself is not there, only the shell. So even if at least so much of our namaz was there, just the shell also was there. But he says a namaz without the, which is hardly a shell, and the inside kernel, that is very far. So he says, what are we presenting to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? So in all our ibadat, we should think of this. That what is our ibadat? So Hazrat, what Hazrat says here, naz choro. This naz of ours, that I'm a pious person, I have done so much, etc., give that up. Sare niyaz karo. We must be totally humble to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nafs ko apne shahbaz karo. And your nafs, control it completely. And make your nafs that it works for you, not against you. Nafs which Allah has given us, that what is nafs actually, which Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained, marghubat-e-tab'i, that your natural desires, ghair shara'i, which are against sharia. So make your nafs under control. Inka daman agarche dur sahi. To reach Allah Ta'ala, though it may be far, it is still far to find Allah Ta'ala, to reach Allah Ta'ala, to find the marifat, the muhabbat, the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Haat apna bhi tum daraz karo. But you stretch your hand also. You make your efforts also. Though Allah Ta'ala is not so cheap that you're just going to get Allah Ta'ala without effort, and nor has Allah made himself such that you make effort and you won't get him. So you make your effort to reach Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Husne fani se kyu hai sargoshi? Then this temporary figurative, temporary love, etc., beauty, etc., why are you going so mad for that? For this which is temporary, why are you going so mad? Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has made it such that the real essence and the real things which Allah has promised, as you are going towards Allah, that you don't see it. Allah has promised it. And dunya, this temporary beauty, etc., that you see. And you want to get involved in that. And in many things you think, let me just do the, you know, it's the wrong thing, but I can get away here. And to do the right thing, it seems very hard. But as a mu'min, you know that Allah's promise is there. So you tolerate that little hardship, and you're going to be, the opening is going to come in front. And if you're going to go on the wrong road, then temporarily it looks like things are sorted out, but eventually you're going to fall into great, great difficulty. So, Musarapa is sukute raz karo. Make your mouth totally quiet in the secrets which Allah Ta'ala has kept. Allah has kept great secrets. Today in all matters, for example, you got a problem, I can get a loan easily, an interest bearing loan, and I can come out of my problems, it looks like that. And if I don't take that, I'm going to have difficulty. So, taking that interest bearing loan, very soon you find yourself in bigger problems. And had you made sabr, and it's Allah's promise that He will help you. Inna ma'al usri yusra. That with difficulty, there is ease at the end. There is light at the end of the tunnel. All these things. So you just choose the right path. And make sabr. Little difficulty and hardship will come. But eventually you're going to be successful. So don't give in to all. Allah has made this world where there will be temptations, there will be desires, there will be the easy way out, it looks, all the shortcuts and cutting corners, etc. But that's going to land you trust on the promise of Allah. And we see this throughout the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what difficulties they had to face. But they faced those difficulties. At the end, what victory Allah ta'ala has given them. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving Makkah Sharif, then he asked to be allowed to make two rakats of namaz in the Kaaba. And the key of the Kaaba till today is in the same family, even before the advent of Islam, who had the key of the Kaaba. So that person refused. He said, I won't allow you. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, a day will come when you will ask me permission. The key will be in my hand. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making hijrat. How much he desired to make two rakats of namaz in the Kaaba. But yeah, hijrat came, leaving Makkah Sharif, going away without making that two rakat. And then finally the day came, and Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you remember that day? He said, yes. And then Allah revealed the ayat that returned the amanat to whom it belongs and gave them back the key again. And till today the key is in their hand. So in all matters, whatever it was, our Quran Sharif teaches us, our Islamic history teaches us, that they made sabr on the time, they remained firm, they went through hardships, they went through difficulties, but eventually Allah Ta'ala opened the way. So that Allah make it easy for us also. These are the tests and trials that come continuously to a person. You see a beautiful woman, to see her, enjoy her, look at her, it's like fun. And not to look is very difficult. But the person who looks fine gets himself into bigger problems. And the person who doesn't look, he saved himself for that time. Then Allah gives the opening. So much so, Buzurgs have said that if you save yourself from looking at other women, the enjoyment you imagine getting from all the women in the world, Allah will give you all that enjoyment in your wife. And if you look around, then with all the women in the world, you won't get any enjoyment whatsoever. In haseeno pe dal kar nazre, putting your eyes on these beauties of this world, that you don't control yourself, you're looking at this woman, looking at that woman, today on the phone, everything where you are looking, dil na waqfe gham mein majaz karo. Don't put, may give your heart to this temporary little bit enjoyment for a little while. So don't cast your gazes, don't take any enjoyment of anything which is against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Husne fani se karke sarfe nazar. This temporary beauty, by turning your face away from that and not getting involved in that, chashme dil ko tum apni baaz karo. You make the eyes of your heart to open up. What the thing which Hazrat explains in the other places from the hadith, that when a person controls his eyes, Allah, and he closes his eyes to haram, Allah opens the eyes of the heart. And a person whose eyes of the heart are opened, what to say of that person? So may Allah make it that yaqeen comes into our heart, and that enjoyment which Allah blesses, that which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, that ask Ibrahim Ibn Adham Rahmatullah Ali, what was the enjoyment of his giving up his whole kingdom and living like just a dervish without anything, just living in the jungle. But what enjoyment he got. May Allah bless us with that also. Kimia ki bhi kya haqiqat hai? Kimia, alchemy, where it is said you can change stone into gold. What is that also, Hazrat says? That is also nothing. Khauf e khuda se jo dil gudaz karo. If you have the fear of Allah and you don't fall into any haram, what enjoyment you will be putting into the heart, you cannot imagine. What that alchemy is, or like today you say that you can make from 10, 100,000 you can make millions out of it. Hazrat says, what is that? The khawf of Allah. May Allah bless us with that and fulfill our hearts with His fear, which we are still very much lacking and very far away. But that is what we must work for. Nafratu ki ye tazkire kab tak? And this having this undesirable of this thing, this thing is haram, that thing is not good, that is not that. Just talking about it, for how long you going to carry on? Bring the reality. Waazo, waazi dil nawaz karo. Lectures, the people who give bayans, etc. Waazi dil, the nasihat of your heart, nawaz karo. Let your heart give you a lecture. And let your heart tell you what you're going to be facing. What is your life in front? Qabr is coming. The life of the Qabr is coming. The day of Qiyamah is coming. Think about all those things. May Allah bring this a reality and let us have that fear. Dosto, ehle dil ki sohbat se. Oh my friends, in the company of those people whose eyes of the heart Allah has opened. Whose hearts have found the enjoyment of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Whose hearts are in akhirat, not in this dunya. May Allah give us one iota of that. Ruh ko aashnai raaz karo. With that, make your ruh, make it aware with this true secret. Let the true secrets open up on the ruh. And that will come by the company of those people who really have got that love of Allah Ta'ala. And they really turn to Allah and their hearts are with Allah Ta'ala. Har nafas zikre haq karo akhtar. Every breath of yours, let it be in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Ghaflato se na saaz baaz karo. And with unmindfulness, forgetting Allah, forgetting Akhirah, just looking at dunya, just looking at the things of this dunya, don't enjoy yourself with that. Don't just be involved in all those things, and you forget the true reality of Akhirah, what the terrible effects of sun and guna are, how they will harm you, etc. And you're just looking at this dunya, don't be like that. Think of the Akhirah. May Allah in His great mercy and kindness bless us all with this reality. And this we can understand where we have to be reaching. How much of effort we have to make and where we have to be reaching. May Allah take us put us in that direction and take us on that road by His kindness and His mercy, inshallah. In these questions, Tarbiyat-e-Ashiq, in this kitab, Tarbiyat-e-Ashiqan-e-Khuda, that is, the questions which people had written to Hazrat, what their conditions were, and how Hazrat had guided them. This person writes, Arz ye hai ki banda ek madrasa mein shuaba-e-kutub mein tadrisi ki khidmat anjaam de raha hai. He says that I'm teaching in a madrasa, in a certain madrasa, and my work there is to teach. Aur talaba ki nigrani ki zimmedari bhi hai. And it is also my duty to be supervising over the students. The students in the madrasa, that is also my duty to be supervising over them. Aapki taqreeban har taqreer mein bad nazri se bachne ke baare mein taqeed hai. He's writing to us that almost every bayan of yours, you say we must guard our gazes. We must be careful. Don't just let your gazes flow around and just look around everywhere. Guard your gazes. Alhamdulillah, aurton par nazar pare to nazar nichi ho jati hai. He says, Alhamdulillah, outside on the road when my eyes fall on any woman, immediately I cast my gazes down. And Hazrat also explains a lot in his bayan that from young boys also, from them also you must be careful that watch your gazes, because there also people get involved in terrible gunas, and which is legalized today, and which is in fact regarded, it is promoted, encouraged also, but which is totally haram. So he says, from woman I guard my gazes, aur dusre amradon se bhi nazar bachti hai, and from other young boys also I guard my gazes, I don't look at them. The question comes in front also, that is it only haram to look with lust, and without lust is it permissible? That question also comes in front, but he says, in any case, I guard my gazes. Lekin jo talaba samne hote hai, unme amrat bhi hote. But when I'm teaching, There's some students who are sitting right in front of me, and you are always looking at those who are in front of you, and there are these young boys also, and good looking boys also. Kya unki taraf dekhna bhi, but nazri mein shamil hoga. To see these boys who I'm teaching, will that also be included in haram, that it is not permitted to look at? Will that also be included in that or not? Hadrat writes, Ji ha, yes, that will also be included in that. Then he asks the question which follows on that, agar ye badnazri mein shamil hai, to usse bachne ki surat kya hai? If this is also not right to look at this young boy, and I have to teach them, they are in my class, and this every ustad, especially who teach in the maktabs, etc., or even in the darul ulums, the lower classes, these young boys that are sitting in front, and some of them are very good looking also, so how do I save myself? So Hazrat writes, what a beautiful, which Hazrat has explained many times, and which our buzurgs explain, jo unme se haseen ho, those who are beautiful from among them, good looking, unko daaye aur baaye taraf bithaye, let them sit on your right side and left side, don't let them sit in front of you, aur kam haseen ko samne bithaye, and those which are not so handsome, not so beautiful, let them sit in front of you, because normally when you speak, you're looking at the people who are in front of you, not on the side, taake ye matan ho jaye, so that they become in the kitabs, then like they become the main print, the big print, because you're looking at them at all the time. And the fine print, let the small children be. To see the fine print is not easy. That perhaps you have to look very carefully, sometimes you have to lift your glasses or something, or you need magnifying glasses to look at it. So let them be on the side. Let them be the fine print and the big print of the kitab, the main print, let that be in front of you. So in this way, Hazrat explained to him, aur haseen haashiya ho jaye, aur haashiya se nazar bachana aasan hai. And to save yourself from the fine print to fine details is easy. Another example also, which Hazrat gives from our buzurgs, that like you, this, when you are teaching like this, you keep them on the side, then it is like a train that is moving fast, and on the sides, whatever there is, you hardly really see it. You are just moving away from it. So they'll be on the sides, you own what is in front, that your eyes will be on that all the time. Another question he writes, agar unki taraf nahi dekhenge, how shaitan will come to a person, and nafs, how it will come to a person in various ways. Agar unki taraf nahi dekhenge, if you won't look at these boys, they are good looking, it's not their fault they're good looking. Allah made them like that. Now you are pushing them aside. Now they might feel offended. Those talaba ehsaas se kamtari mein mubtala to nahi honge. Won't they suffer an inferiority complex? That our ustad is not even looking at us. He is not even like worried about us. Not looking at us. Ya unki dil shikni to nahi hogi. And won't they be hurt that our ustad doesn't even worry? He doesn't even look at us. The answer, aap bila dharak talaba se keh de, without any fear, you announce and say to the students, ye na dekhna ba wajhe hukme khudawandi ke hai. Just that I'm not looking at you, it's not that I don't want to look at you, and that I regard you as inferior, or that I'm just bypassing you or not having any regard for you, but it is the command of Allah. Let them understand. Taqwa ki barkat se ziyada faiz hoga. And by the barakat of taqwa, you people will even benefit much more. And it has been seen like that, when the ustads exercise the taqwa, then much more benefit there was. Deen shikni ho jaye, lekin deen shikni na ho. Let the heart break, but let not deen break. Even if the people's hearts break and they feel offended, but don't let the command of deen break. May Allah Ta'ala make that come in our lives. And today, like this, to read it, all that is very easy. Whether it is this matter or a more broader matter with regard to where we all get involved, we are invited somewhere, it's a walima, or with something or whatever else, but we know many laws of Allah are going to be broken. But we say, I can't, it's my sister, it's my brother, it's my uncle, how can I have to go, otherwise they will get very angry, how can I displease them? We must also think, to displease Allah has become easy. But to displease people, that we have to do. It is famous in India, at a wedding time, especially in the past, not now, things have changed, are changing rapidly, where before the toilet, the dirt should just gather there. And you should get this bungi, they should come and clean up all the dirt. But as a wedding in the house, then they say even that bungi make him happy. Give him also some money, make him also happy. And by following the customs of everyone else in the world, besides the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most of our weddings, the weddings are such that besides the nikah, the actual performance of nikah, besides that there is nothing. We call it whatever, a walima we call it, but that only that part is of deen. Otherwise everything else, how the bride dresses, all the other things that take place is all. Or the ways of the non-believers, not in every instance, lot of people, mashallah, they are coming on to deen and the proper nikah is being made, everything is done correctly, but we know still how many wrong things. But we want to please everyone. But Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on those special occasions, we displease them. So Hadrat says that don't break the commands of Allah. If the heart of the people break, then let it break. And it has been seen over and over. Glaring example is of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he stood firm for deen. And when the law of deen was to be broken, he would become very angry. But he stood his ground all the time. Afterwards, how the people of Makkah, who were so against him, they all surrendered to him. And they all became like his slaves totally. So a person who stands for the truth, he has to go through that little period, that waqfa-e-gham, gham-e-majaz, that little period like that, but then Allah Ta'ala opens. May Allah make that easy for us. Today for us, just to surrender, because we just surrender our nafs, we surrender everything of ours, and then we just land ourselves more and more into problems. If we can control ourselves at that time, Allah will open such doors upon us which we cannot imagine. کیا مطلق دیکھنا بدنظری ہے یا بدنظری کے لیے شہوت کی قید بھی ہے. Next question he asked, that is the law that you must not just look at all, or is it what the condition that you mustn't look with lust, that if you are looking without lust it's permissible, but or is that condition there, or is it that you must just not look? And many people, when they explain this also, then we say that lustful glances are haram, which means that glances without lust are permitted, that only lustful glances in which there is lust, in desire, those glances are haram. No, all types of, Hazrat explains it in such a beautiful way. Jawab, bijli ka tar jisme filhal bijli nahi aa rahi hai. An electric wire, like for when the electricity department is going to be working in an area, they send them a notice, or they should be sending a notice, that the lights will be switched off from 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But they write a point there also, but treat all the wires as lines, because they might finish at 2 o'clock and they might switch on, or for some testing in between they might switch on and the power will run. So Hazrat says the electric wire that is running, and it is told that there is no current going through, but you don't know when current can just come. So you might be putting your glances without lust, but when lust will just enter in there, you cannot say at all. And it happens that you, and how many cases like that it was just a normal, so what we call normal, which is of course abnormal, but then we just call the normal relationship, but suddenly that desire came. So bijli ka tar jisme filhal bijli nahi aa rahi hai, that electric wire which at the moment there isn't electricity current coming through, lekin connection hai to bijli aane mein kya der lagti hai, but the wire is connected, how long will it take if they just put that switch on and the current flows immediately. Isi tarah shahwat paida hone mein دیر نہیں لگتی. In the same way, lust to come, it doesn't take long. It can just take. And this also, we have to be very careful with regard to which people are talking about and complaining that in-laws, father-in-law, daughter-in-law, like on each day, other times, they even hug one another. Mother-in-law, son-in-law, son-in-law, they when they greet, also give their hands and greet. You don't know when lust can just come. And that is a very, very serious matter. Even if a person gives three talaqs, there are ways that they can come together again. But in a matter like this, where just a little bit touch, you did it, innocently in kindness, but just little lust came, and there is no way that they can ever get together again. And it doesn't only affect them, it affects so many other people also in the family. So you don't know when it can come. احتیاط, لہذا احتیاط یہ ہے کہ ایسی صورتوں کو نہ دیکھے. Therefore, the precaution is that even those that there is no desire, the attraction, no thought of any lust also, then in that also keep your eyes away. جہاں امکان شہوت پیدا ہونے کا ہو, where there is a possibility that there will be some desire, keep to stay totally away from it all the time. Then at the end, he is asking for dua. حضرت والا سے التماس ہے کہ بندہ کے لیے دعا فرمائے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ بندہ کو دین کی خدمت کے لیے قبول فرمائے. This dua also we should always ask one another, that for all our matters, dua also is very, very important, that Allah accepts me for the service of deen, اور اولیاء صدیقین کے آخری سرحد تک پہنچا دے. And Allah makes me rich, which حضرت tells us always used to say, that the doors of Nabuwat are closed. Nobody can become a Nabi. That's out of the question totally. But after Nabuwat, the Darja of Siddiq, Siddiqeen, till there. And till there, till the last end of it, after which, Hazrat used to explain, there is a no man's land. Then the doors of Nabuwat start. So, but till the end of being a Siddiq, till there Allah has left the doors open till the day of Qiyamah. Any person who strives and makes the correct effort, and part of that is dua, those doors are open, and that should be, Hazrat should say, when those doors are open, that should be our target. And we should try and reach there. May Allah make it easy for us that we can reach till there. Dil o jaan se dua hai. Hazrat says that I'm making dua from my heart and soul. I'm making dua for you. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this and save us from all fitna, and that we move towards the closeness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. With regard to that, we see further in this kitab, Kashkol e Ma'rifat, those people we read about how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the fear of Allah. He said, the most knowledge of Allah that anyone has got, I have got. And I fear Allah the most also. Allah tabaraka ta'ala in every aspect is so great. Allah's ni'mat and jannat are so great we cannot imagine. And on the other hand, Allah's azab in jahannam is also so severe we cannot imagine. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ The munafiqeen will be right at the bottom of the fire of Jahannam. May Allah save us. It is narrated that they will be in iron boxes. And they will burn there. And a person in the fire of Jahannam will burn till he's finished. Nothing of his will be left. Then Allah will make him again completely new. And again he will burn. May Allah save us all. So that fear of Allah Ta'ala, this is also very important, that in all may Allah bless us with this reality and with the true fear of Allah Ta'ala. Not just the words that we talk and hear about it, but that reality comes into our heart. خَشِيَتَ حَضْرَتِ عُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ The fear with Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, a person that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if there would be a Nabi after me, it will be Umar. There will be no Nabi, but had there been, what a great person. But how much of fear. And these are those Sahaba who are the Khulafa-i Rashideen. They are those Sahaba, they are included in the Ashar Mubashara, the 10 who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave glad tidings of Jannah. There are those Sahaba who are the Badriyin, who took part. What is their position? How great! But still, in spite of that, what fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala they have. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, basa awqat, ek tinka haath mein lete, aur farmate ke kaash mein ye tinka hota. So many times, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should take a little twig in his hand. And he should say this little branch, a little twig. And he say, if I only, just I was just this. And finish. I wasn't a human being. And who Allah gave his place right next to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Qabr Mubarak till the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. On the day of Qiyamah, say Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Next to Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Isa, Hazrat Umar radiallahu, what a scene, what these great people will be, what their position, but what, how their fear is. Aur kabhi farmate ke kaash mujhe meri maa ne jana hi na hota. And sometimes he would say, how nice it would have been if my mother had not given birth to me. How lot of justice he brought. And today we just make our two rakat namaz or something, and we feel we're on the top of the world and there's nobody like us. These people, what great people they were, but still, what fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala they have. Khashiyat Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. The fear which Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, ek shab, tamam raat, wamtazul yawm, ayyuhal mujrimun, parte rahe, aur rote rahe. One night, the whole night, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi in his tahajjud, just read this one ayat, wamtazul yawm, ayyuhal mujrimun. Oh, you sinners, you get separated from the right doers. The whole night, he just read that and he was crying the whole night. Where are we? May Allah Ta'ala forgive us. May Allah show His special mercies upon us. Matlab is ayat sharifa ka yeh hai ki qiyamat se, qiyamat ke din, mujrimo ko hukam hoga. In this ayat, the meaning of it is that on the day of qiyamah, the sinners will be commanded ki dunya mein tum to, dunya mein to sab mile jule rahe. That in the world all live together, Muslim, non-Muslim, the sinners, non-sinners, all were together everywhere. For example, Jamaat Namaz, all, everyone who are some sinners, who are not sinners, they are all living together, all together. Magar aaj Muslim log sab alag ho jaye. But now all the sinners, you get separated, you come one side. Or ghair mujrim alahida. And those who are not the sinners, you stand one side. This is not believers and non-believers. This is sinners and non-sinners. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala shower His special mercy upon us. Is hukam ko sunkar, jitna bhi roya jave, thora hai. Listening to this command, no matter how much a person cries, it is little. But unfortunately, perhaps not even one tear comes out. We don't even understand. We don't have any idea also of what it is referring to. Na maalum, apna shumar, mujrimon mein hoga, ya farma bardaron mein. We don't know whether we are going to be, and it won't be our choice, so the command will be there. But the malaika will put all the sinners separate, and just with natural instinct, the people will just get separated. And like so to say, voluntarily, you will have to admit I'm guilty, and I'm with the sinners there. And what will be the condition of those people? May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us and guide us towards righteousness, inshallah. Hikayat Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi. With regard to Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, ek masjid mein Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi baithe hue the. He was sitting in one masjid, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi. Sari masjid namaziyon se bhari hui thi. The whole masjid was full, all people who had come for namaz. Ek shakht ne aelan kiya. One person announced there, ke is masjid mein, jo sabse bura insaan ho, wo bahar a jaye. In this masjid, the person who is the worst of all people, he must come out. سب سے پہلے حضرت جنید بغدادی دوڑ کر مسجد سے باہر آئے. First person to run and go out was what حضرت جنید بغدادی رحمت اللہ علیہ, اور اعلان فرمایا کہ میں سب سے برا ہوں. And he announced and said, I am the worst of everyone. حضرت شبلی رحمت اللہ علیہ کو جب اس واقعہ کی خبر ملی, when حضرت شبلی also a great great بزرگ, when he came to know of this instance, تو فرمایا کہ اسی چیز نے تو جنید کو جنید بنایا. It is this thing that made جنید this reality of his, this humbleness and thinking himself to be so low, that is what has made حضرت جنید, given him this very high position. May Allah also give us that reality to regard ourselves which part of our معمولات حال میں, then take one's name. تمام مسلمانوں میں تو سب سے بدتر اور کمتر ہے. You are the worst amongst all the Muslims. And the reality of it, not just the words of it, but may Allah make it that the reality also comes. Reality also comes. And the reality will come. We start with the words and we carry on. Then, and we have that thicker concern, then that reality will, you will be, then we'll be convinced that really I am the worst of all. There is nobody more worse than me. And that when a person feels that way, genuinely, he goes very high by Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. In this kitab, we finished the instance which Hazrat explained about Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi. Now, Hikayat Hazrat Peer Chungi rahmatullah alayhi, the story of Peer Chungi rahmatullah alayhi. Khilafat Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ke zamane mein ek shakhs جو خوش الحان چنگ بجایا کرتا تھا. In the time of the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a person with a wonderful voice, and his musical instrument that he used, he should on that also very beautifully he should play, and his voice was so beautiful بجایا. اس کے آواز پر مرد عورت بچے سب ہی قربان تھے. Everyone was they should just fall head over heels for him. How he should sing and how he used to render his music, etc., and his voice, his poem, what he used to sing, his song. Agar kabhi mast ho kar ghata hua jungle se guzar jata, to charind parind uske awaaz sunne ke liye jama ho jate. And sometimes when he was lost in his just lost to himself, and he was singing and going through the jungle, the birds and animals used to gather to come in here to him. Such a voice Allah Ta'ala had given him. Rafta rafta jab ye burha hua, slowly as he became aged and he became old now, aur awaaz peeri ke sabab buddhi ho gayi. And now because of old age, his voice also, no more that voice of that young person now, he's an old person. So ushaq awaz bhi rafta rafta kinara kash ho gaye. Then all those who are the lovers of his voice, they did not love him, they loved his voice, his beautiful voice. Slowly they also all started separating from him. Then now he hasn't got that voice anymore. Ab jidhar se guzarta hai, koi poochne wala nahi. Now wherever he goes, nobody is asking. He's got no followers, nobody now. Naam wa shohrat sab rukhsat ho gaye. His name, his fame, all is finished now. No more is there what he was. Aur veerana gumnami mein misal boom takrane laga. And now in the deserts where there is nothing and nobody, like a bat he was just flying, going from one place to another. Nobody to ask about him, to care about him. Aur faqo par faqe guzarne lage. And now he started suffering hunger over hunger all the time. No food, nobody to care for him. Khalki is khud gharzi ko soch kar ek din bahut maghmoom hua. Thinking that how the people, how disloyal they are. When I heard a good voice, how everyone used to come and listen, and how they used to pray. But now, all have turned away. Aur dil mein kehne laga ke ae khuda. And in his heart he turned now to Allah. He said, oh Allah, jab main khush awaaz tha, to makhlooq mujh par parwana war girti thi. When I had a good voice, then all the people used to come and fall over me like moths on the light. How they should give everything for me. اور ہر طرف میری خاطر تواضع ہوتی تھی and what shouldn't they do for me? They should give me so much respect, so much honor. اب بڑھاپے سے آواز خراب ہو گئی. Now because of old age, my voice is gone now. I've lost my voice. تو یہ ہوا پرست اور خود غرض لوگ میرے سائے سے بھی گریزاں ہو گئے. Now these people also who are just following their desires, they just want to hear that nice voice also. And who are just following for their own wishes and desires, they also have given up on me and they don't have anything anymore to do with me. ہائے ایسی بے وفا مخلوق سے میں نے دل لگایا. What a pity that I gave my heart to such people who are so disloyal. یہ تعلق کس درجہ پر فریب تھا. Then that connection, what a false and imaginary connection it was. There was no reality in it whatsoever. No matter for how many years, but there was no reality. کاش میں آپ کی طرف رجوع ہوا تھا. If that time I turned to you and I'd be your slave, اور اپنے شب و روز آپ ہی کی یاد میں گزارتا. And my day and night had I only given it for your sake. اور آپ ہی سے امیدیں رکھتا. And if I had hopes only in you, تو آج یہ دن نہ دیکھتا. Then these days would not have come to me, that now there is nobody to care for me, to worry about me. پیر چنگی دل ہی دل میں نادم ہو رہا تھا. And in his heart he was sorrowful that, Ya Allah, how I wasted my life, where I gave my life, etc. اور آنکھوں سے آنسو بہ رہے تھے. And tears were flowing from his eyes. کہ اچانک جذب غیبی نے اس کے دل کو اپنی طرف کھینچ لیا. That at that time also, that the jazb, that how Allah pulls the unseen, drawing of Allah, pulling of Allah, pulled his heart towards Allah Ta'ala. On which Hazrat writes, quotes one beautiful poem of Hazrat, that Hazrat says, جو گرے ادھر زمین پر میرے اشک کے ستارے. That the tears of my eyes, whereas they fell onto the ground, to chamak utha falak par meri bandagi ka tara. That on the heavens, my servitude to Allah, my humility and turning to Allah, started shining in the sky. When the tears came out like stars, little stars falling, dew drops falling on the ground, Allah Ta'ala made my position so high in the heavens and in the sky. So, and then we read further how Allah Ta'ala made it, informed Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to go there and take care of him. So even a person, no matter how he falls, but if he turns sincerely to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will again make that person his and pull him towards him. May Allah give us this reality, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, that's Yom al-Jumu'ah. Our Ikai Jalsa will be commenting. So we humbly request, inshallah, all the brothers, firstly, as we had requested before, to make dua ourselves for the success of the Ikai Jalsa, for everything to go well, and mainly for our own Islam reformation. That is the intention we should come for. How can Allah Ta'ala guide us and make our connection to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala stronger? And then secondly, we should inshallah try and spend all the full 48 hours, try and take out some time from our work. I mean, try and be here for the full 48 hours so we can take the full benefit. Try and bring as many other brothers. Whatever effort we can make in the last 2 days, inshallah, we should try to make the effort. And we should not forget the effort of the night, of crying before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, making dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and asking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for help and assistance. Together with that, if a person can keep nafal roza, give some sadaqah, some charity, 2 rakats, 4 rakats of salah, salatul hajat, to ask Allah Ta'ala to make it easy for all of us, inshallah in this day we will benefit. And last but not least, to remind our own folk at home also, the duas are readily accepted, they are very, very, the soft hearts they have got, so we should request all of them to make dua for the success of the Islahi Jalsa. For the ladies, for the men, as far as possible, we should all be here, come for the program. Because with the suhbat, a person will get the full benefit. For the ladies at home, on the, it's live streamed, all the programs, so inshallah they can also take benefit from there. And because they are observing the laws of parda and hijab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will give them all the barakat and blessings. Allah give us all the tawfiq.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahabihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fazkuruni azkurkum. أنا جليس من ذكرني بالمراه جايك مدانه توهي توهو توهي توهو توهي تو اور میرے تن میں بجایا بگل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر آئے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں وہ بد کردار نامہ سیاہ تو بھی مگر غفار یا رب تو بھی مگر غفار یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس دادم آخر ود زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نعرہ مستانہ خوش می آئیدم تا ابد جانا چنی می بائیدم اللہ جل جلالہ و تعالی شان علی شانہ اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Mita de apni hasti ko, ha, mita de apni hasti ko, chhod de sare masti ko, basti basti kehta ja, Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu Ta'ala Shanuhu. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي مولاها اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك وإذا أقررت أعين على الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرر أعيننا من عبادتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وهمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم احفظنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر منها وبطن
اللهم أصل اللهم أصل وارحم وتحم وتجاوز واغفر وفرج واهدي عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا واجعلنا سببا لذلك. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واهله. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.
The reminder, inshallah, Jummah, Bayan will take place at 12 o'clock. On Friday, the program will start at 12 o'clock. The Jummah Bayan will be at 12 o'clock.